I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Shortly before the 70th United Nations General Assembly, 130 lawmakers from all over the world got together for a religious freedom summit. Open Doors' David Curry explains one reason was because of the number of Christians who've been martyred for the faith doubling over the last year. Delegates signed a resolution supporting religious freedom as a human right. But does it have any teeth? Well, not yet, but...
What we're asking folks to do is to make religious freedom a policy issue in all of these governments and addressing that, hey, we need to, as governments, speak out.
Curry says it doesn't stop there.
Christians need to stand up. They need to be heard. They need to pray. They need to do all those things. But prayer can't be an excuse for inactivity, for passivity. We've got to take action.
Clearly, the panel knows that religious freedom and the gospel are connected. But how can you share God's word if you don't even have it?
The process of translating a New Testament has taken anywhere from 10 to 30 years. And many of these communities are just unwilling to lose another generation without God's word.
Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says that's why they started the MAST program. MAST stands for the Mobilized Assistance Supporting Translation Program. It gets the local church involved to help speed up Bible translation by using larger groups and translating in parallel.
We've found that through a combination of a different training approach and a crowdsourcing approach, many of these translations are now happening in less than a year, and some of them have happened in as little as a month.
And the ideas caught on like wildfire. 200 new language groups are asking for help this year. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.